We are Vectis Radio, proudly broadcasting from our studios at the Riverside Centre on the beautiful Isle of Wight. Radio for the people, made by the people.
Got a special guest. Welcome, Ian Charles Dickens.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
I know you're busy, and I suppose you're busier now at this time of year than any other time.
Well, A Christmas Carol, it always has such a resonance at this time of year and remains as popular now as when it was first published. But it's been a busy year for me. I live in Gurnard. A few years ago, we realised that 2024 marked the 175th anniversary of the Dickens family spending 3 months on the Isle of Wight across the summer of 1849, and we thought, well, that's an opportunity to make some noise. So it's been a busy year with lots of activities to highlight that fact.
Where are you in there, Charles Dickens, and you're how many down? How many?
So I'm a great grandson. So my great grandfather is Henry, and the surname of Dickens continues down through that line. If he was alive today, my goodness, you know, let me sharpen my quill, because there's so much I can talk about: politicians' expenses and, you know, rich business owners taking the mickey. It's all still there.
That's where you come in. Maybe you should write one.
It's funny, people often say, oh, you're members of the Dickens family, how interesting. Do you all write? And that always makes me laugh, because I often wonder if members of the descendants of Jack the Ripper are often asked, how do you all still murder?
We speak to people from different island organisations about an array of important topics.
We're absolutely delighted to welcome our guest this week, Rachel from Pan Together. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Nick.
Lovely to see you. Please tell me a bit more about what you do.
Well, Pan Together's an award-winning island charity which exists to support and provide a community hub for the residents of East Newport, which includes the Isle of Wight's most disadvantaged area. So 94% of places in England are more affluent than Pan, and lots of our local residents are quite vulnerable and marginalised, including the shocking 35% of children who are growing up in poverty against an England average of 17%.
What are you offering local residents?
Well, having recognised the kind of the growing need, we're offering a range of community support and anti-poverty services, mm-hmm. and sadly, they're increasingly essential. We run a community larder twice a week on Tuesdays and Fridays from 12 noon to 2 p.m. at Downside Community Centre for the residents of East Newport. Mm-hmm. They pay £5, get 2 carrier bags, which they fill for themselves with fresh, frozen, tinned, refrigerated, dried food and other household essentials. Mm. And it's important that nobody needs a referral. So if you live in East Newport, you can come along, bring your fiver, and if you choose wisely, you'll get £20 to £30 worth of good. Just get in touch. Yeah. And our number's 248 170.
Our regular series, Talking Council, discusses issues affecting islanders with a number of councillors and council staff members.
Phil Jordan's in, council leader. How are you?
Hey, Ian, good to see you. I'm okay.
There's a lot going on at the moment, but I think top of the list is devolution.
Yeah, devolution's pretty current now. A lot of information to give out, a lot of misinformation being given, a lot of disinformation as well. Some reason it's become, kind of quite political, actually.
And it shouldn't really, should it?
At all. And the misunderstanding is unhelpful, because actually it's quite positive. What better than having some of the powers down from Westminster, but locally, to start making decisions about key strategic things? You know, trains, buses, rail, network, housing, a whole range of things that at the current time government decide on. My first thought was, well, this is better, but Ian, why wouldn't I do that? Because what have we asked for and put into our ask of government? Ferries. Under the transport powers that are going to devolve, we said to government, we want powers over the ferries. So, you know, I can see those opportunities. That's not to say government are going to agree with all this, but we're in there pushing hard for these powers. We could be looking at, in the area, £30 to £60 million a year additional funding for 30 years.
We're committed here at Vectis Radio at playing at least one local artist every hour of our daytime schedule.
Well, that was Rose Cascade by Angelina, a bit of local music here on Vectors Radio, where we love our local music. And if you are a local artist or if you're in a band and you want to send us your music to feature on our playlist, then do send it to ian.mac@vectorsradio.fm as an MP3 track, around 3 or 4 minutes in length, and it needs, please, to be radio-friendly. So no naughty words, and it can be of any genre you like. It can be a cover or an original track.
Welcome back, Alan. It's been a while.
Thank you very much for having us in today. Really appreciate it, and I can't say enough how much Vectors Radio has helped us through what we're trying to do.
This next 20 minutes is aimed at men, but women play a big part.
Absolutely. There was a stage before COVID when we used to have tables in our testing sessions because we had to cater for about 20 or 30 ladies who were delivering their men to come along to be tested.
You're going to tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, so this is the Isle of Wight Prostate Cancer Support Group. We've been a group that's been running since 2011. And one of the things that we've been trying to promote is men to get themselves tested, called a PSA blood test.
You're obviously running tests here on the Isle of Wight set up by you and your team, and you had the recent one over the weekend. Those figures are quite alarming.
Yeah, so we ran an event at Sandown and Shanklin Rugby Club. We tested 414 men. Of those, 44 we have advised to go and get some medical backup for it. Most of the men we have are always asymptomatic, so that means they're not having any symptoms at all.
40 plus in one afternoon or one day, that's quite high, so the importance is there for all to see. Go and get yourself checked out.
I need to thank Vectors Radio for the amount of broadcasting they give us. We know we run a survey when people leave. We know people hear. They listen and they come because of you.
Our extensive local news, weather and travel reports keeps our listeners informed of what's happening around them.
Your local news.
In Island News, Vectors Radio has announced its third annual Isle of Wight Community Awards set for Friday the 28th of March at Cafe Isola in Newport. Open to island-based charities and community organisations, the awards recognise valuable local work. Categories include Volunteer of the Year, Charity Fundraiser and Inspirational Person. Entries are free and tickets will be affordably priced.
Nurseries across the island are struggling financially as rising costs and funding restrictions push them towards closure. Changes to Department for Education funding rules mean nurseries can no longer recover essential costs, forcing some to increase fees. Sector leaders warn that without urgent government intervention, nurseries may cut services or shut down. Top Stay Nurseries is calling for a funding review and a six-month delay to new policies.
The Isle of Wight Liberal Democrats have raised concerns over Labour's devolution plans. Ahead of the January 8th debate, the group insists the Isle of Wight Council must remain a standalone unitary authority and not merge with mainland councils.
And finally, the Isle of Wight now has its own flock of blue tits, a global cold water swimming community. The Isle of Wight Blue Tits officially launched Friday, January the 10th at 5:30 p.m. in Sandown. Join the group on Facebook or meet at the memorial to dive in. I'm David Parkinson.
We pride ourselves at Vectors Radio on having one of the widest selections of songs on the radio. We are like local radio too during the day, but have a wide range of shows in the evening.
For nothing.
Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome to All That Jazz with me, Ernie Sale, here on Vectors Radio FM 104.6 and online, of course. Welcome to another Monday evening of 2 hours of jazz. Hope you're going to sit back and enjoy it. We have what I might call an eclectic collection tonight. We've got stuff going back to the 1920s, 30s, 40s, right up to present day. We started with two British artists. Al Bowley was the first one. Al Bowley was a very, very popular singer in the 1930s and 40s in the UK. He was probably one of the top vocalists of his day in England. And Al Bowley was singing Time on My Hands. Now, he had a very sad ending, Al Bowley. He was asleep in his flat during the war in 1941 when a bomb landed outside his apartment, his flat, and he was killed by the blast. And then we had another one there, Idina Menghella, one of the famous Menghella family, you know, from Rides in here on the Isle of Wight. The Menghella family, famous for ice cream, of course, but and Antti Menghella was a very famous film director, won Oscars for The English Patient. And Idina Menghella, and I actually saw her in Ventnor in, I think, 2021, doing a concert there, and she said she was going to come on this programme and be interviewed, but sadly, she died suddenly in 2022.
Well, hello and good evening. Welcome to Movies and Musicals. I'm Nick Atfield. I'm going to be here with you till 9 o'clock tonight for the first of hopefully many Thursday nights listening to music that come from the musicals right across the decades and many, many movie tracks as well. Well, we kicked off there with two very well-known tracks, didn't we? Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You can't forget that one, can you? And then West Side Story, which is going to be one of my features this evening. And that was I Feel Pretty, one of the songs sung by Maria, who is the lead character who falls in love with Tony. Now, if you haven't seen West Side Story, it's based on Romeo and Juliet, but set in the Upper West Side of Manhattan in the 1950s. And a little known fact that one of the original cast members was none other than Elizabeth Taylor. Never
too much. Good evening, it's Gary Sieg back once again with another 2 hours of all styles of reggae from different periods. We kicked off with Big Youth responding to Jonathan King's Johnny Reggae, and then we had Soul Sugar covering Luther Vandross's Never Too Much, and very good it is too. But now, here's Bob, as pertinent as ever.
Tunde Adebimpe from TV on Radio with his first solo single in about 10 years. That track is called Magnetic. Before that, we had Elbow with Adriana again. That's from a new EP coming out later on in the year. It's off the back of their most recent album, Audio Vertigo. And good evening. This is for Vectis Radio, the new music show with Kieran Thompson.
Hi, I'm Nell, and I've been challenged to talk about a subject that I'm not very confident in. In geography, we've been learning all about Africa. So far, we've learnt about how Africa was split between countries because the land was so rich in resources, like gold and oil, so countries that didn't have those things really wanted them. Also, once they had claimed different parts in Africa, they imported slaves to their own countries. Even though the country has so many resources, a lot of people there are very poor, and lots of them have to travel miles and miles just to get water.
The Vectis Radio 4Ps project, helping an array of young people with communication and confidence.
Hello, it's Leo here. In today's podcast, I will be talking about Braille. What is Braille? Braille is a system that allows blind or visually impaired people to read like a sighted person would. It works by raised dots in paper. Each group of dots is called a cell. There are 6 dots in every cell. These can represent a letter, number, symbol, or short form. Short forms are, to put it very simply, like short writing. Braille is based on the highly flawed system, night writing, where 12 dots were used to make phonetic sounds. Used in the war, this was flawed because it could not be read on under one finger and it would not represent actual letters. Braille is read by touch and it can fit under one finger. This is all I have time for today.
Hello, my name is George. I am 16 years of age. I live in Sandown. I'm looking forward to being a part of the 4Ps product.
So that was George on his first session. 2 months later, he was doing this.
Hello, I'm George. Welcome back to my top five. Starts at number 5, Something Noisy from Queen. Get ready, stamp your feet. This is We Will Rock You. This is George. Another top 5. Nick, number 4, Wham. Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. That was Wham. Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. We now reached a halfway point. And at number 3, Michael Jackson, Beat It. That was Michael Jackson from 40 years ago, Beat It. At number 2, it's Proclaimers, I'm Gonna Be. Okay, Four Swords Down, One Big Tune to Come. This is from 1985. It's Dire Straits, Money Is Nothing. If you listen closely, you can hear Sting.
Do you mind if I tell our listener what was happening before you came in here? We tried to get you to record something.
Oh, yeah, that. I really struggled to record it because there was too many people and I was a bit too anxious to record it. So after a little while, I managed to record it.
So how did it make you feel when you did?
I was really proud of myself.
Hello, my name is Lee, and I'm a Year 7 in Carisbrook College, and I've really enjoyed writing my podcasts and going on live. I was terrified when I started, but the people made me feel welcome and confident.